Random House Audio presents Bad Business by Robert B. Parker. Read for you by Joe Montaigne. Chapter 1. "Do you do divorce work?" the woman said.
"I do," I said.
"Are you any good?"
"I am," I said.
"I don't want likelihood," she said, "or guesswork. I need evidence that will stand up in court."
"That's not up to me," I said. "That's up to the evidence."
She sat quietly in my client chair and thought about that. "You're telling me you won't manufacture it," she said.
"Yes," I said.
"You won't have to," she said. "The son of a bitch can't keep his dick in his pants for a full day."
"Must make dining out a little awkward," I said.
She ignored me. I was used to it. Mostly I amused myself. "I always have trouble convincing people that any man would cheat on a woman like me. I mean, look at me."
"Unbelievable," I said.
"My attorneys tell me you are too expensive," she said, "but that you are probably worth it."
The same could be remarked of Susan Silverman.
She frowned. "Who the hell is Susan Silverman?" she said.
"Girl of my dreams."
She frowned again. Then she said, "Oh, I see. You're being cute."
"It's my nature," I said.
"Well, it's not mine," she said. "Do you want the job?"
"Sure."
"My attorneys will want a strict accounting of what you spend," she said.
"I'll bet they will," I said.
She was good-looking in kind of an old-fashioned way, sort of womanly, before personal trainers and stairmasters.